Peter, NASA has a pretty tight budget these days, to put it mildly. So yeah. Whatever it was you found had to be awfully interesting for them to pony up any money at all. Tell us about it.
Yes. Well, first of all, we had to get into these caves, okay? So there's various entrances, and we experimented with several entrances, including repelling a team of people to get, inside. And we really didn't know what to expect. We'd heard some reports. I mean, the Chet cavers had reported giant lobsters inside the cave. I mean, that was the description. So we were kind of anxious. And, part of a trip like this is, we know what we're going to explore. We know we're going to be able to tie together, the Lost World dinosaur legends with the native stories told to explorers, which were then told to Conan Doyle. So we were pretty sure that we could, we could find that connection, and we did. And then what were we going to find? Well, as far as, physical, like biology, that's unusual. Well, as it turns out, this place has been, separated from the rest of the jungle for thousands and thousands of years. It's life on top of this mountain got separated from the jungle by 3,000-foot sheer cliffs. There's no relationship between the species on the mountaintop and the jungle. This area gets 30 feet of rain a year. There's no soil. There are floating islands of plants. It's a totally bizarre landscape. There's a frog there that's only related to a frog that's in Africa. And it only lives on that one tepui. It only lives on Roraima and nowhere else in the world. So going into the caves, we were very anxious to see what might be in there. And
anxious, I imagine anxious is a good word. There's other words I could think about before I do it, but
yeah.
Anyway.
So as we went in there, we made three separate forays into the caves. And as I say, these turned out to be the fourth largest caves of their kind, namely quartzite caves, but they're very, very ancient at over 125 million years. That's significantly older than most caves in this country. And what we started noticing, one of the first things you notice is that there's massive spider webs everywhere, 3, 4, 5 feet across. And, we're looking for different life forms at this point. And one of the first things, we found was a brand new aquatic species of cricket that are about 3-4 inches long that have never been seen before, and extremely unusual to see something like that in there. And then now Dr. Hazel Barton is specifically there. This is a lady who's gone down 700 feet through moving ice crevasses to find microbial life that's been left over from the ice age, okay? So she's a hardcore lady, and she's looking for things that are unusual because she's advised NASA on life on other planets and how life might evolve, because we're always looking for the obvious. We're looking for the way life typically evolves on Earth, but what if creatures are living or growing on a very small scale, and what if they're eating things that aren't the norm? And what we started finding were these unusual formations, and they look like stalactites, but there's no water in this cave, and stalactites are formed from dripping limestone, typically.
Yes,
right?
Indeed. Yes, of course.
And what we figured out, and Hazel figured out, is that what we're seeing are the remnants of spider webs that are coated with something that have been growing and getting longer for maybe 150,000 years.
Now, that's weird. Growing. In other words, these appear to be or seem to be solid in the sense of, well, I don't know, like something that was I don't even know what you're talking about. In other words, I can imagine what you're talking about, but I can't imagine how a spider web turns into that and then gets...
What you're seeing are giant, elongated, what look like sugar-coated formations hanging from the walls.
Yeah.
And they get referred to as carrots, too, because they can kind of resemble that, but they're organic. I mean, they're so the question was, are these microbes eating the spider webs? Is that what we're seeing? Are we seeing microbiology at work here? And as the spider webs are abandoned over time, that these colonies of macro life, as it were, microbiology starts growing down the spider web. So Hazel basically, you know, studied it and was actually quite blown away, because what she's figured out, and this is what she's going back to find out more about, is that these are basically microbes that are eating the glass walls, that is silica walls of the caves. And what we're seeing...
Silica. No, wait a minute. They're eating silica?
They're eating silica. And that's never been observed before in a cave, ever. It's
eating silica.
That's
life. That's not the life we understand.
No, exactly. And so what we're seeing is the sediment that's deposited from the microbes eating the silica in the walls, and they're landing. It's like, you know, the canary in the coal mine, so to speak. The spider webs are just the outer sign of life at work, life that develops very slowly over hundreds of thousands of years. But the signs are what it leaves behind, and what it leaves behind are the fine dust particles that it's chewing away on in the walls of this ancient cave, 125, 150 million year old cave.
Well, we have to understand how silicon can be used as a nutritional source for anything.
I know.
and that's weird.
And